So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the in any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. I think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. In theaters August 28th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's. In-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
People chiming in with who inspires them. This one, inspirational people from Indiana. This text comes. Keanu Reeves gives a mass majority of his earnings to staff and charities. Dolly Parton, massive amounts to charities, plus she's very sweet. And Nikola Tesla. You want people who are told they can't and still try to make the world better for people. This text, Steve, would your list have been different if you did not have a daughter? Not hating, I love the list, and I ain't got kids. But I'm curious, because Taylor and Diane normally would be inspirational to women. Not for the things that...
I don't know.
Yeah, it's hard to tell. I have a daughter.
You have a daughter for a minute.
Yeah, I think it's weird that you would think that since I'm male that I would only have inspiration from other males.
Yeah.
And just because I have a daughter...
Well, you were a pretty giant misogynist before
that. That's true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bros before hoes. That's what
that's
I always said.
Yep. Kelly, we talked this again. It's my list, though there's little debate. Nobody's picked anyone insanely stupid yet. But I don't think we will. But who are your three that inspire you?
So originally I had Maya Angelou, and I had to cross her off the list because she was already named. And then I also had Dolly Parton and Free Beer. She's on your list. Mm-hmm. So really only one of my people are on here, and it's Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Okay.
For my original list. She is a pioneer, obviously, when it comes to women's rights and gender equality. Second woman ever to serve on the Supreme Court. Roe v. Wade. She's also responsible for allowing women into military institutes in Virginia. She won a case there that was huge. She also, I don't know if y'all know this, but was one of these women who was admitted into Harvard, right? Very minimal amount. And not only did she graduate top of her class, but she did her husband's work and helped him a lot because he was incredibly sick through that time. All while they had kids.
So in a way, she earned 2 degrees.
Yes.
She didn't, but
yes,
did
but
a lot of work.
But she worked so hard as a mom. She was a teacher. She was a student. She was so many different things. So fascinating human being. My second, I was going to put Jane Austen because I think she inspired so many rom-coms and blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
And I like Jane Austen, but at the same time, I have been so inspired by an author named Kristen Hanna, who has written about World War II. Her newest book is about Vietnam. She's written about Alaska. She's written about a lot of really beautiful places. And she has helped like build so many worlds in my mind personally that it's really inspiring. And I love to read because of her.
Mm-hmm.
One of her books got me back into a reading rut after years. And my third person is Robin Williams.
He's inspiring because of
how many people he made laugh. And I think that that can change the world, just like donations and things like that. I think his laughter and his joy brought so much other laughter and joy to the world. I love him.
He's another person who was notorious for giving his time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And helping others and investing emotionally in others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good one. Alex.
Yeah, I think we all is like people who walk the walk.
Mm-hmm.
I think it, like, I know that for me, that's kind of what it settles down to.
Yeah.
Like, I can't be inspired by somebody like Ruth Bader Ginsburg because she did so much, it makes me feel bad about myself. So it's actually funny. So it's actually the opposite of
so
inspiring.
So it's going to be a little more relatable.
It's a little soul crushing, to be honest with you.
We call that awareness.
It actually just makes me feel bad. So, you know, mine are all comedians. Every single one of them is a comedian. Yeah. And I had other people on my list that I was like, kind of like this or that. And a lot of them, some of them, it stems from like graduation speeches and stuff, but where I've heard them do other things as well. Now, my first one,
Jeff Dunham,
goes all the way back. Yeah.
No, it's Puppet.
All the way back to 2005 when Jeff Dunham won something. No, my first one is Steve Martin. For me personally, like, he inspired me to try to make people laugh and to have a good time and be weird and funny. Mm-hmm. He was the first comedian I remember ever seeing when I was a kid. When he did, like, it was Wild and Crazy Guy came out. And I saw that probably when I was, like, 9.
Yeah.
And now it looks stupid. You know, it's King Tut and it's Arrow Through the Head and it's doing silly things with a fish. You know, like, it's all that. It's goofy. It's so goofy by today's standards.
No, it's not.
No.
But I still look at it because I had such fond memories and it still, like, amuses me. Even if it's not funny, it amuses me. But it made me like all of his roles. And, like, and I like that he was often either, like, too aggrandized or, you know, like, would overcome things based on his own stupidity, like in The Jerk.
Have you read his autobiography?
Yeah, Born Standing Up?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
It is really great.
And so that also, yeah, is a very inspiring book, just like how he overcame and, like, did different things and figured out how to do comedy a different way and all that. More modern ones are both from the same show. One is Stephen Colbert. Every time he talks about something serious, I agree with him.
That's
almost
a good one.
Every time.
That's a really good one.
Or even if I disagree with him, I understand where he's coming from, and he has a certain calming demeanor. He never makes anyone feel stupid. If he disagrees with them, they can even get, like, they can argue a point, but he never goes out of his way to make anyone feel stupid.
That's a good pick.
Mm-hmm. And so I find that to be an inspiring way to try to approach certain things, like to try to be. Like, if I am in a situation where I'm trying to make a point, you know, where you just go, okay, how do I do this in a way that I'm not trying to make somebody feel stupid? Mm-hmm. Here, I try to make people feel stupid.
Yeah, that's
but in real
job.
Life, mm-hmm. I really appreciate him. And then my other one is Jon Stewart. Basically,
like
for
Jon
the
Stewart
same
a lot.
Reasons.
Yeah.
I think that guy walks the walk. I think he doesn't get caught in the weeds on stupid issues. I think he has issues and he's passionate about them.
He's smart as hell and he is
brilliant.
And he's so prepared.
Yeah, he's
so prepared.
Particularly the way he has advocated for 9/11 first responders, and for military benefits and stuff like that. He's not only worked hard, but also then using his perch to try to move things along.
He doesn't need to do any of that.
He'll get in front of Congress and he will berate Republicans and he will berate Democrats for their inaction on so many issues that they all say they care about. But none of them do anything about.
Exactly.
And I think he is awesome.
A Colbert Stewart ticket would be pretty good.
I would vote for
that. Oh my gosh, yeah.
Maitland.
All right. I wasn't sure, like, if I wanted to do people that I thought just in general inspired everybody or people that I look at and think, wow, them. So I kind of went the second route.
Okay.
So they're not necessarily maybe powerful to everybody, but I think they are. So first up, I have Kacey Musgraves. She is a country artist, mm-hmm. and she won Album of the Year a few years ago at the Grammys.
Right.
And everybody was, even she was kind of like, what? How?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she's always been a little lesser known, but mm-hmm. she was kind of canceled.
Oh, she was crazy country person, right?
Yes. She was kind of, I guess, canceled before canceling was a thing by the country music genre. Like, country radio would not play her music. Because she sang about loving gay people and just accepting people and smoking weed. She, like, has entire songs just about, like, yeah, I love smoking weed down in my little trailer park and I'm having the time of my life doing it. And I just think she is so fascinating. Her music style, like, seeing how that's grown. And then now she's, like, working with all of these fashion designers and now she's making a name for herself in the fashion world. And I look at her all the time. Wow.
That's
a good one.
Yeah, another person who walks the walk.
Yeah.
They do what they believe.
And especially in the face of personal risk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tough.
Mm-hmm.
Then also kind of on a similar vein, Miley Cyrus.
Love her.
Have, like, every time the video of her performing at the Grammys this past weekend comes up, I stop and I watch it and I am in awe. And I think part of it is because I grew up with her. And saw everything she's been through from mm-hmm. when she was in Hannah Montana and thinking, wow, I want to be like her. And then you see what kind of a personal hell it was for her and what she's been through over the years and how she's overcame that.
Yeah.
And to see her dancing and singing that song that meant so much mm-hmm. freedom and liberation for her. And when she just went, I just won my first. Sarah Scrimm, you could just see like pure joy radiating from this
woman. She seems real.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she's Dolly Parton's goddaughter.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you can tell there's a direct line.
Yeah.
Yeah. You could easily see Miley Cyrus being like Dolly Parton in 40 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, you saw it at the Grammys with mm-hmm. the hair and the dancing. It was very Dolly Parton. It was very Tina Turner. It was very much mm-hmm. like, I don't care whose style this is. This is my style.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this is who I am. And she shines so bright when she is 100% herself. Mm-hmm. And I remember when she chopped her hair off and like dyed it bright blonde. And everybody's like, what is she going through right now? And she came out with that Wrecking Ball album. Mm-hmm. I was like, it didn't matter if you were going through a breakup. If you were a young woman at that time or just a Miley lover in general, that was a few years of my life I wish I could go back to and just jam for the first time to those songs
yes.
again. They're so
and
good.
She was under so much scrutiny.
I know people were hating on her so much in that moment. Yeah. It was like, damn, this music's too good for people to hate her like that.
And think about, I don't know how old she was then. Young. I mean, she's young
like
now.
Mid-20s, yeah.
I couldn't have handled a tenth of that at that age.
Mm-mm. No.
So, all right, who else you got?
And then my third one, I might be controversial, and I'm going to lump two people together. Trey Parker and Matt Stone. I think their style of comedy, it's childish and it's stupid sometimes, but also I learned a lot from South Park, and I learned a lot from the way that I'm so fascinated by people who can say terrible things, and kind of that's the joke, is that you're supposed to know that this is terrible, and if you don't think it's terrible, you're exactly who I'm making fun of. And I don't know, it's like that whole meta. And I think that they kind of revolutionized and figured out the formula mm-hmm. on that style.
I think a lot of people have stood on their shoulders.
And yeah, I think that there's a lot of comedians or a lot of styles of comedy or even a lot of shows that would not exist without them.
When that came out, like radio stations were doing South Park watch parties and stuff. Mm-hmm. If you had told me it would still be pertinent and they would still be as influential as they are this minute, I would have never believed you.
No.
I don't think anyone would have.
No.
It was like, who are these guys that... You know, they would have been chalked up as sitting around making poop and pee jokes with their cartoons.
Yeah. And I don't even think they would have believed you.
No.
Probably
and
not.
And they've never once wavered on doing what they're going to do. Mm-hmm. And they're just like, yep, this is us. This is what we do. And we're going to make you laugh.
We have never had a list on It's My List where we did less mocking of each other.
Oh, I love this one, though. We go deep
this
on
this.
This
is a good one.
This is nice. You know you got people thinking.
Maybe tomorrow we'll do the least inspirational.
Yes.
That'll do. No, because then we'll all agree too. We're like, yeah, that guy's a pud.
No, we'll just name everybody from your list, Freebeer. Just pick on you. Just kidding.
I didn't like that at all.
I actually used your...
I'm very uninspired by what you just said.
I used the laugh, think, cry method when I thought of like inspirational people.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, okay, mm-hmm. I like
pretty good.
This.
Your vehicle doesn't just get you from here to there. It's a bridge to the people and places that matter most. It's how you show up for your family, your community, and everyone else that depends on you. That's why for 125 years, Firestone has been building tires with one thing in mind: to deliver products that are as reliable as you are. Firestone, always dependable since 1900.
I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the innie and any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. Think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. In theaters August 28th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Good news! Goodwill Columbus has opened a new store in Westerville. And with a new donation center, it's easier than ever to make a difference in your community. Bring your gently used clothing, furniture, electronics, and more to our donation drop-off. Each donation and purchase supports our mission to provide jobs, free job training, essential services, and more right here in Westerville. Drop your donations off at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.